Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for today's adventure? Then let's stomp on in.
I want to be the brightest, whispered the tiniest lantern, and the den held its breath. Episode 42. Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm Maggie, and I'm so glad you're here. Ready to stomp on in?
Moonlight had scattered like powdered sugar over the grass. The air smelled faintly of pine and warm jam tarts, and the dinos had a blanket circle full of crunchy fern crackers and a jar of berry pudding that made its own little plop noises.
Topsy found the lantern by a clump of clover. It was no bigger than Rexy's paw, and it glowed like a tiny promise. When Topsy lifted it, the little glass trembled and said again, I want to be the brightest light in the den.
Oh, that wish felt important. The dinos figured if the lantern shone bright, story time would be extra cozy and the jam tarts would sparkle on their plates. But, every time someone tried to get a cheer to help the lantern, the light blinked smaller. Curious, right? Curious.
Rexy thought, I can fix this. He lifted his chin and let out a dino roar, a big friend-shaking roar that sounded like thunder on a tin pan. Look at me, he boomed. The lantern hiccuped and tucked its glow in tight, almost hiding.
London tried next. She twirled and jingled her pebble bracelets until they chimed like tiny bells. See my sparkle, she said. The lantern made a shy little flutter and dimmed again, like it was stepping back behind its handle.
Lincoln leaned in close and said quietly, maybe it likes being helpful, not being the star. He didn't clap or shout. He just smoothed a corner of a blanket where someone might sit. The lantern blinked, just a tiny bit warmer.
Mama T-Rex didn't dance or roar. She tucked Tank's napkin under a jam tart to stop a drip and whispered, let's make room for everyone. The lantern gave a soft, pleased glow, like a little smile in the glass.
Topsy decided to make a helping game. Lincoln studied the lantern so it wouldn't wobble. Tank carried the jar of berry pudding close, careful not to jiggle the light. Rexy tried to fold three blankets at once. Whoa! And a tiny gray pebble went thunk under his foot, so he tumbled into a fluffy blanket mountain.
The blanket mountain was so silly, everyone laughed, and the lantern made a soft tinkling sound, like a giggle. Its glow grew brighter each time someone helped instead of showed off. Do you hear that pattern? Little acts, bigger light.
The picnic felt cozier and quieter. You could hear the grass whisper and the soft crinkle of blankets. The jam tarts smelled warm and sticky sweet, and moonlight painted the crackers silver at the edges. Then, a playful breeze started through, curious to see what was going on.
The breeze nudged the lantern, and the little flame inside wobbled. For a tiny beat, the light quivered, as if it might go out. Everybody yelled still. No one said, look at me. They simply moved together.
Mama T-Rex cupped a leaf over the lantern like a small umbrella. Lincoln tucked his tail like a shield around the blanket edge. Tank sat very still, balancing the pudding jar so no wobble reached the light. No applause, just care. Then the lantern did something sweet. It warmed, and its light spilled out in a warm amber, like honey on your palm. The glow touched the jam tarts and made tiny sugar crystals sparkle. Faces lit up in a soft golden hush. The lantern hummed, I like helping shine with you.
Did you hear that? I like helping shine with you. That felt like the secret coming true, didn't it? The dinos didn't learn it from being told. They found it by trying things and choosing to help without a cheer.
There's a little idea from the Bible that helps this feel real. Jesus said that those who quietly help others are doing something important, like planting seeds of light. You don't need to be loud to matter. Tiny, brave kindness grows into a warm, steady light.
Okay,
Now, let's think for a moment. Have you ever helped someone and felt your heart get a tiny warm glow? Maybe you picked up a toy for a friend, or shared a blanket, or listened while someone was sad.
Could you try a little plan with a grown-up? Who will you help this week, and what will you do? It can be as small as setting a napkin, folding a blanket corner, or telling someone, "I can help." Those tiny lights add up, like candles in a line that make a whole room glow.
Before we go, listen one more time to the lantern's words. Soft now. I like helping shine with you. Hold that little line in your pocket, like a pebble you can take out and remember when you want to be brave and kind.
Thanks for joining us at the Moonlight Picnic. If this story warmed your heart, stomp that subscribe button so new dino-sized adventures find you fast. Keep wondering, keep growing. And remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. Until next time, God bless, little explorer. Thanks for listening.
Today's adventure may be over, but your next one is just beginning. Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. See you next time in the Dino Den!